Hello, young listeners. Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we have a very special story about somebody who just became the leader of the world's largest church. His name is Pope Leo the 14th. And guess what? He's the first ever pope from America. Let's travel back in time to 1955, to a city called Chicago in the United States. A baby boy was born to a librarian mum and a school principal dad. They named him Robert Francis Prevost.
As a child, Robert loved playing priest. He'd use the family ironing board as an altar and Necco wafers as communion wafers. Imagine that!
He went to a special school called St. Augustine Seminary High School, where he was a top student and even edited the yearbook. He was always helping others and dreaming big.
After high school, Robert went to university to study maths, but his heart was set on helping people, so he decided to become a priest.
He joined a group called the Order of St. Augustine and became a priest in 1982. He spent many years in Peru teaching, helping the poor, and spreading kindness.
In 2015, he became a bishop in Peru, and in 2023, he was made a cardinal by Pope Francis. He worked hard to make the world a better place for everyone.
When Robert became a pope, he chose the name Pope Leo the 14th. But why Leo?
He picked it to honour Pope Leo the 13th, who cared a lot about workers and fairness. Pope Leo the 14th wants to do the same, especially with new things like robots and the computers changing our world.
The name Leo also means lion in Latin. It symbolises courage and strength, just like a lion.
Pope Leo the 14th believes in helping everyone, especially those who are poor or in need.
He thinks it's important to listen to each other and work together, just like a team.
He also loves beautiful things that help people feel close to God, like music and art.
Did you know Pope Leo the 14th speaks many languages? He knows English, Spanish, Italian, French, Portuguese, and even some German.
He's a big fan of tennis and loves playing games like Wordle and Words with friends and his brothers.
And he's a supporter of the Chicago White Sox baseball team.
So there you have it. Pope Leo the 14th, the first American pope, is leading with kindness, courage, and a big heart.
We hope you enjoyed learning about him today.
Remember, you can make a difference too, just like Pope Leo the 14th.
Thank you for listening.